Welcome to another episode of Sincerely Fortune. It's Fortune.
And Jax.
And I'm so excited Jax is back with me this week. I've missed you.
I mean, yes.
I mean, I see you all day, every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not back with you. I'm literally been with you every day, but I am back on the podcast. Yes. I mean, I have been there when you have recorded every other podcast, just yeah. In the background.
Sometimes it's hard with Zoom to do multiple people because Zoom has a delay. So that's why we don't always hear from Jax.
And it's also awkward. I would either have to get my own computer, then there's three people, like three screens, or you and I would try and get real close so we'd both fit on the screen.
Well, my point is you've been missed.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. There's no Sincerely Fortune without Sincerely Jax.
Oh, you're so sweet. I don't express my feelings in the same way that Ginger does, but I am very excited to be back too.
Well, she's just an average Methodist.
Yes.
Who really loves to talk and really loves for people to listen to her talk. So that might be the difference.
I know, but she's always so sweet when she talks about the podcast.
And oh, yeah.
I could, in so much excitement in her voice. Even when I'm excited, I usually am quiet. So it's hard to tell. There have been plenty of times, like when you've told me something, you're like, are you excited? I'm like, yes, I'm just celebrating internally.
Yeah, there have been times I've given her a gift or something and I can't tell if it's a yay or a nay. Mm-hmm. But then she'll wear it like it, whatever, you know, all the time and loves it.
Right.
But I've learned that's just your personality.
Exactly. Like I said, I celebrate on the inside.
I'm actually not a good gift opener. As we move into the holiday season, that comes to mind.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, because you want to really convey to the person that you know, not every gift is great. But if I genuinely get a great gift, sometimes I don't know how to express how much I really enjoy it without it sounding fake.
Right.
So I'm always like, oh my God, that's so cool. I love it.
But you also say that even when you don't like the gift.
That's
maybe
true.
That's the problem. Maybe we need to work on your acting skills.
Well, I did get we got a pretty great gift from my radio show that I do on SiriusXM. They hit the nail on the head because a lot of people send lovely gifts, which I also enjoy, but this one was very catered to
you,
me.
And me, because
that's yeah. True. They gave us a pie of the month for 6 whole months, you guys. That's 6 pies.
And the pies come from a company in Michigan. Mm-hmm. They make their pies with local Michigan ingredients, I think.
Yeah, and local apples, local cherries. We didn't get a cherry pie, though. But we were so excited. They had picked out our pies, but you could, if you really wanted to, call and change the pies. And Jax and I studied this menu extensively.
Why are you bringing me into this?
And also, you looked at it.
I had final approval.
We had to make... 1 month, we made a compromise because I really wanted to try their peanut butter pie, but Jax hates peanut butter. And I think it's the greatest invention known to man. And on the opposite end of that, I hate berries because I have a weird seed thing with a lot of fruits like strawberries and blackberries. And I know it's very
any
bizarre.
Delicious berry, basically.
Yeah. And
and they are known. Well, my family would always buy the, I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's
like
several different
berries
because yeah. They have several different ones because they're so popular every year. So that's what I think of when I think of the pie company.
Yeah. So I was like, I do not want a big berry pie. She's like, I do not want a big peanut butter pie. So we compromised because that's what marriage is.
Yes.
And I said, okay, well, if I get peanut butter 1 month, you the next month can get the berry pie. And that was our compromise.
Yes.
I think that's pretty great. I mean, neither of us are going to eat a whole pie.
I'm holding you to that.
But we'll at least get to enjoy maybe half.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe we'll give some to a neighbor or something.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Like, preferably before you start eating it.
Yeah. I don't mean like, here I eat half the pie, take here's 3 days later, take the rest. I would, in advance, take some pie. Yeah.
Put your maybe gloves and mask on, cut it.
Stephanie listens. Hi, Stephanie. Our neighbor Stephanie is pretty awesome.
Yes, she is.
Also, speaking of pie, it was just Thanksgiving time. I didn't even think when I was interviewing Karen for last week's podcast to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Because I was just very excited to be talking to Karen Kilgariff. Because I am, like I said in the podcast, a big murderino. I listened to My Favorite Murder, so that was a real treat to talk to her. And I always try to convey to her how much I appreciate her for what she did for me starting out in my comedy career. And I think I should send her a pie, too. But no, I just, you know, you always remember that stuff when you're coming up. And I was broke and I didn't know what I was doing. And just to have somebody like that reach, like, when I reached out, and I feel so naive about it now. Mm-hmm. But that she was so giving with her time was pretty great. But we just had Thanksgiving, and Jax, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes. It was our first Thanksgiving where we actually tried to cook food. Mm-hmm. Probably my most elaborate Thanksgiving too. Normally,
as far as making food?
Yes. Yeah. Not elaborate in that. I mean, it was us and one friend.
We all took COVID tests.
Who we have created a pod with. And yeah, I feel like in the past, I usually would go home because my mom's a great cook. Mm-hmm. And growing up, my grandma's always cooked. My mom's cooked. And it's like been a whole family thing. My aunts had big family celebrations a lot of years too, where everyone like contributes their best dishes. So it's always like real treat.
Yeah, I've been trying to get back to that Thanksgiving for a while now.
You've only been once.
I've only been once, but I've tried to go several times. Mm-hmm. And somehow a work trip or something comes up where we've been out of the country the last couple Thanksgivings. I tried very hard last year, but you wanted to go somewhere else.
Okay, calm down. I think I'm still stuck because when I was teaching, Thanksgiving sometimes was a good opportunity to travel other places because winter break was always so busy and expensive that sometimes the Thanksgiving break would be like a good long weekend trip. However, sometimes I've taken that and not really considered our destination or like last year we took a pretty intense trip in a short amount of time and I would not recommend doing that. But anyway, this year we had to cook our own dinner. Kind of. We knew that we could not handle getting a raw turkey and like doing that from start to finish. Uh-huh. Like I thought we'd probably poison ourselves. So we had looked at several different restaurants and their takeout menus. But because I don't eat dairy, it made a lot of it difficult because most of the side dishes were full of dairy.
Yeah.
So we decided to pick up a, quote, fully cooked turkey, which we later found out means you still stick it in the oven for about 2 hours. Thank goodness we read the instructions the night before or we would have been hungry. Because when we picked up the turkey, we were like, why does it look?
Yeah, because we wanted to be lazy. We just wanted to like slice into a turkey and be like done with it.
And then when we picked up our order from this grocery store, that is a high-end grocery store, not only were we like, okay, now we've got to cook our turkey, they're like, oh, oops, they didn't pack the stuffing, so we had no stuffing. And they were like, oh, oops, we didn't put the stuffing in, which is a pretty major part of Thanksgiving. And so they tried to give us a pumpkin pie instead, which I'm not into at all. Fortunately, I didn't mind it.
And well, the first options were like, we don't have stuffing. And yeah, turkey and stuffing, basically, if you have nothing else, that's Thanksgiving meal right there. Mm-hmm. And maybe one side. And they were like, we don't have any, they didn't put stuffing in here. That's so weird. And you're like, okay. And then all these other people around you are opening their box and they're like, here's your stuffing. And you're like, well, I don't understand. And then he's like, well, instead of this, you could have butternut or no, it was butternut squash risotto. I'm like, what? That's not a Thanksgiving side.
And also full of dairy.
Yes, which Jax is not eating.
So, and then they did not put my bottle of wine in the box. Mind you, so you had to, they charged your card and you prepaid for everything. You were supposed to just go into the store, pick up your box. And because of COVID, so they were like, it's going to be fast. You just prepay, you grab your box and you go. Well, it took over 45 minutes. You had to check in with somebody, wait in another line, wait in another line. And we had ordered a small turkey because there were only three of us. Also, oven size, pan sizes.
And we don't want to be wasteful.
Right. And I get there and they're like, oh, well, you know, we ran out of them. Here's a big turkey, which
like almost 12 pounds.
So then they charged us for that, which, okay, fine. We had our turkey. But then we had to buy a bigger pan for it. Of course, the store was sold out of pans, so it was a whole scavenger hunt trying to figure out how we were going to cook this turkey. I forgot my wine. Thank goodness we noticed. We got our wine and, you know, it worked out. We went to another grocery store the next day. Our friend had miraculously brought a boxed stuffing, which I had made fun of her for, but she was the smart one. Her stuffing was the winner. Fortune made a corn pudding. I made homemade gluten-free noodles.
I mean, guys, we killed it.
We had a lot of food.
I don't normally cook anything, so for me to make one casserole was pretty impressive.
We did the bourbon chocolate pecan pie from that company in Michigan.
That was a tasty pie.
Grand Traverse Pie Company. We have now had an apple pie from them and now this chocolate pecan, and I'd say they were both big hits.
Really great pies. Yeah. And we got I think another apple coming next. My corn pudding. Now I love corn. I could eat corn. Some version of corn in so many things.
You're gonna say it wasn't quite as good as when my sister and her husband made it. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, because they put cheese in it?
Yeah, because when I was searching for corn pudding recipes for you, I picked the healthier one.
Oh man.
they do ones with like cheese, sour cream, like all the things. I'm like, let's make this with as little dairy as possible.
Yeah, well, the only thing I wish I hadn't done is there's a recipe with egg and a recipe without egg. I wish I had not done egg because it gave it sort of an omelet-y kind of texture.
Okay.
And I didn't want that. I wanted legit corn pudding where it's like creamy.
Creamy, yeah.
Ugh, guys, regrets. Maybe I'll make one just... Well, Christmas is coming.
You can make corn pudding year round. It's not just for Thanksgiving.
I only make casseroles at holidays.
I'm surprised you didn't make a green bean casserole.
I do know how to make one of those with the cream of mushroom soup and the what are those fried onion straws you put on top?
Yeah.
Yummy. I can also make a broccoli casserole, but that's full of dairy too.
Yeah. I'm not a casserole girl.
We're going to have to do this at Christmas. Because we're not seeing our families again. Mm-hmm. We're just, you know, as you saw online, like all the holiday travel was insane. The airports seemed to be, the Chicago airport was like packed.
Well, everything I told you months ago when we were talking with our families about what we were going to do, because driving from California really isn't an option.
Yeah, that's like a 3-day task.
And since Maddie doesn't love the car, I can only imagine. So,
oh my God, she would cry the whole way.
But I had said, I just don't feel comfortable flying during the holidays. I know that flights are going to be busy and we'd be on these long plane rides and then exposing ourselves to who knows what and going home to our families. And, you know, if I'm all the way in Michigan, I'm going to see my grandma and I just wouldn't feel comfortable because we wouldn't have 14 days to go quarantine before seeing everybody. So I was right. I feel like we made the right choice, even though it was very sad to not see everybody. And my mom and sister live close, and they're both good cooks. So they were sending all these photos of all the dishes they were making. I'm like, oh.
Jealous.
Super jealous.
I'm glad.
Go ahead. What did Ginger do?
She actually was by herself.
Yes, but I thought you told me she...
Oh, I mean, she was by herself. She she made a tough decision. I mean, everybody's making compromises this year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a year of compromise. It's a year of not getting to do the things you normally do because everybody's trying to stay safe, especially if you're of a certain age. And she's over 70. I won't say exactly how old because she's a lady. She could have gone to either brother's, but she just decided to stay alone, for her own safety. And so she called up the K&W cafeteria, which, did y'all have those sort of cafeteria?
We talked about this before. Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't. Well, in my neck of the woods, they are the jam. 'Cause it's basically like if a grandma owned a restaurant and you got to go through a buffet. It's the best kind of buffet line, the kind you would like, where you point to something and they hand it to you, so right. A bunch of germs aren't in it.
Gotcha.
And it's just packaged a little better. It's just packaged a little better.
So she was able to get a full Thanksgiving meal, yeah. But for one. Without having to cook.
Yeah, she got the turkey and the dressing and some sides and a piece of pie. And then she did say that, because I forget that kind of the best part of Thanksgiving is the leftovers. Mm-hmm. She did say, I just didn't account for not having leftovers. I was like, you should order two plates.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people found with doing the smaller Thanksgiving, it's still the same amount of work. Mm-hmm. You're still making all of these dishes. And with us, it was hard to get portion sizes for three people. I mean, I feel like that was a very expensive dinner for some turkey and mashed potatoes. But we did it. You know, it was nice to have that traditional meal and have our first Thanksgiving as a married couple.
Me and my wife doing it up right on Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yes.
If we were a jingle, that's what it'd be. I'm grateful we have our own little pod.
Yes. But in the future, like looking ahead to Christmas, I think we should just order some takeout from a restaurant.
Italian food.
Because I was in the kitchen all day. I woke up in the morning and started cooking. You ladies popped in and did your one dish.
Shade.
But even with the grocery store, I mean, most of the dishes had to be, you had to heat them up and in different ways. So, and I mean, just the fact that, because we ended up having to buy a pan for the turkey from the dollar store.
I love the dollar store.
At the time, seemed like fine, but I should have bought maybe two pans because it was very flimsy and our turkey was very heavy. So I'm still amazed that I didn't drop the turkey on the floor at any point or spill it in the oven.
Yeah, you did great.
Yeah, we all did. I mean, we're all not cooks and no one burned anything. Our friend did set the smoke alarm off once.
But it wasn't like Thanksgiving for me if something's not on fire.
Exactly. But it wasn't on fire. It was just very smoky. And we had to quickly figure out how to get that off before the security system called the fire department. Yeah. I was like, that's the last thing we need, is having the fire department show up on Thanksgiving. So yeah, overall I would say it was a great Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. It was lovely, and we're just happy to be together and safe and
healthy.
Yeah. I mean, I could use to lose a few pounds, but you know,
healthy in that
COVID healthy,
right? But I think, yeah, even my family back home, they all did small, just, you know, with their own families, like my mom and sister, mm-hmm. my aunt and her daughter, like instead of the big thing, like even my poor grandma. But having said that, someone in my family did have COVID, not my immediate family, but mm-hmm. so it's just hard when you want to spend time, but then when you think about, you know, your grandparents and how old they are and how that would complicate things, it just made it easier, even though a little bit depressing, to not have the big family gatherings.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely miss my family. And I didn't miss their cooking. I really did not miss that. And my mom, I'm sure will go, but she knows it's not the best.
I think the last time we went home for your family's Thanksgiving, you and I bought a bunch of food from a caterer for Thanksgiving.
We did because the prior Thanksgiving, and I posted on Instagram. My mom, we might have talked about it, but it's been forever if we have. Jax and I got to my family's Thanksgiving a couple days before Thanksgiving, and there was this giant, like, industrial size can of green beans on the counter, which my mom bought this giant green beans. I have no idea. But we were all just sitting there talking.
Open.
No, she opened it. Yeah. So we're all just sitting there talking, and my mom just casually picks up the can opener and starts opening this big can of green beans. And we're like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm opening the green beans. We're like, but Thanksgiving's in like 2 or 3. It was like 2 or 3 days. And she didn't have any reason for it. Do you remember if she had a reason for it?
Just let them breathe.
It's not wine. But so she opened these green beans and they sat on the counter open for the next 2 days. And we all would pass these green beans every day just going, why? And so finally on Thanksgiving, she puts these green beans in the pot or whatever and cooks them. But literally no one wanted to try them. They were so scared that there was, I don't know, some sort of germ or bacteria.
Well, yeah, they were like, your brothers are like, they're either full of dust or salmonella. And I told you I had taken a scoop to try to be polite. And they were like, don't. They're like, it's not time to be polite. Like, don't eat them. That was the year that I snuck off and...
Oh, yeah.
Ordered like a family size. This is when I ate like Domino's, and I ordered a family size meal from Domino's so I would have something to eat that week.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. She's like, I'm going to need to get something. And then last Christmas, when we went to my family's Christmas, my mom tried to make a few things, and she had some cousins had sent like these really cool like Greek spinach something. And she puts them in the oven, but she never sets a timer. And she just puts things in the oven and then starts chatting away with everybody. And all of a sudden, I'm like, is that smoke? And they open the stove and it's just smoke billowing out of it. And these things are burnt to a crisp. So that part I don't miss. But I did miss my family.
Yes.
And I missed your family. And I did miss their cooking.
Well, hopefully we can see each other. You know, there's talk of the vaccine, so fingers crossed that
it's
going well. And
can you believe it's already December? I mean, it's December. We went into lockdown in March.
And remember when everyone was like, oh, it will be over in a few weeks.
Yeah.
A few months.
I mean, we had like postponed most of my tour just like 2 months later. Like, how naive were we?
Well, everyone did that. I remember because I was supposed to go to a concert the weekend that everything shut down, and they had sent an email saying postponed until maybe like late summer, early fall. I'm like, okay.
Right.
And then I could work that out. And then I got another email that was like, okay, postponed till July 2021. And that's when I was like, uh-oh, I feel like this is going to be.
Well, the good news is we are rescheduling all of our shows. I just got a list of the potential new dates for starting next summer and fall. So that's exciting. So if you did buy tickets, these shows are happening. It's just crazy how long this has lasted. And it's not over yet. Really? I mean, the thing is, the good news is that these vaccines have come in, and you know, they're saying they're, you know, based on a 30,000 person trial, usually it's a longer period of time, but obviously desperate times call for things to be sped up a little bit. But they're saying that the Moderna and the Pfizer ones are like 94-90% effective. Hopefully that's true. And you know, they seem to be trying to get these in approved soon, but that means that, you know, essential workers, like healthcare workers and I believe elderly, like we're like the third or fourth tier.
I think we're like the last tier, but.
But so that's more like spring. Mm-hmm. But, you know, fingers crossed that we're out of the woods by next spring. Because, boy, this has been a year. But everybody's trying to make the most of it. I'm really, you know, I'm really impressed by so many people's resilience. And I've seen a lot of people have to pivot. A lot of actor friends who haven't been able to work, you know, or finding other ways to do things, be it, you know, via online or making goods or whatever. People are just trying to figure it out. So we're going to get through this, you guys. We are.
Yes. And one day we'll be able to eat my mom's cooking again.
One day more. More day. What's that from? Les Mis. You weren't even going to guess.
Our friend that spent Thanksgiving with us is a real Broadway.
She loves Broadway.
Mm-hmm. And so does Fortune. So that was fun for me.
We got to talk about musicals. Jax doesn't like musicals. Can you believe it?
Yes. Yes, I can.
One singular sensation. This is what Jack
I don't understand.
I'll be in the shower just singing like 525,600 minutes.
Yes, I did actually. I noticed the other day you were just belting out tunes, and I thought, wow, because it's been a minute since I've heard you singing in the shower. So yeah. I feel like
things my spirits are lifted.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, there wasn't a lot to sing about earlier this year. It was more just like getting in the shower like a Groundhog's Day. Like, another day. But yeah. I feel hopeful.
It's good.
Yeah. I think we'll get 2020 behind us. We'll get these treatments and vaccines, hopefully, in order. And hopefully we'll all be good. But, guys, you have to still stay diligent. Please still wear masks. Please still, you know, we get having to do certain things. I'm doing this new Netflix show with David Spade. We're being very cautious, test all the time, and lots of distancing. But I highly recommend people also just make good choices when you can, as far as wearing masks and staying apart from folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to have our times that we all miss sooner than we think. We'll get to hug friends and be with friends and family, and we just have to be a little bit more patient.
Yeah, because right now, LA's back on lockdown, and because it is spiking everywhere, so like, let's go back in so we stop spreading it at such an alarming rate.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
you guys, it's so fun getting to chat with you again. It's always nice to interview people and to hear people's stories.
Well, it's been nice for me too, because it's just the two of us all the time to like, right. It almost feels like you're hanging out with a new friend. So I have really liked those podcasts.
Yeah. Well, and also,
what do I have to say?
Well, that's the thing. when you're 9 months into a pandemic or however long it's been, there's only so much you can talk about because like you said, like, life is just not quite the same right now, so you're not experiencing it in a way in which you have a lot to share with people. Like, oh, this is what I did this week, and this week was so different. It was kind of like, well, here's a different version of being in my sweatpants and drinking wine. And you guys are going to be like, boring.
Right.
So I do like to chat with people I admire and just hear their story and what their journey was like.
Aw, me too.
Aw, but I most like to talk to you, my wife. Yeah.
Thank goodness, since that's all we do.
I mean, Jax is a true natural now at podcasting. If you were to go back and listen to some of our earlier episodes, you were very quiet, very shy. True. Now you're a natural.
I mean, let's hope I did this all right, because I normally have my mic on a stand and I've been holding it, which is a whole different skill. So I'm hoping that I didn't really mess the sound up.
Better than me.
One.
I always hit my face with it and pound the table, and you're a much daintier flower than I.
I'm not as animated of a speaker, so it does help.
Yeah. Well, you're the best. I hope everyone
had a nice Thanksgiving. I hope everyone is doing well. And we really appreciate you listening. And we will
see you next week.
Talk to you next week. Bye. Bye.